Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. We're always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yesterday, we met and mutually agreed to part ways amicably. And like a good marriage, a successful head coach-owner relationship requires a lot of hard work, and I'm very proud that our partnership lasted for 24 years. I don't think in the NFL there's been any other partnership that lasted longer and has been as productive as ours.
Well, it was a productive relationship that got pretty bad at the end, and we continue to see how bad it was and how bad it continues to be between Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. It's Jones and Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. We are live today inside the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, and we're brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Now, during Truck Month, you can get a great deal on Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 47 straight years, and the official truck of your Boston Red Sox. Hasn't gone well for the Sox these last couple of nights. We will talk to Alex Cora, manager of the Red Sox, not at 2:30 today. He's at 3:15, so mark that down. We'll get his thoughts on these last couple of losses, defensive miscues, errors on the base paths, and his role in all of it, along with updates on Rafael Devers and Garrett Whitlock, who both left the game early last night. But let's start with the latest from ESPN. I love when these drop. Like, I love it and I hate it because I'm like, oh, okay, this is going to be a pretty easy morning. Bruins played last night. Red Sox lose last night. We got some draft stuff out there. This will be an easy morning. And then I go get my cup of coffee and I got to sit down and read, you know, 1,000 words, 2,000, I don't know how many words, from Wickersham and Don Van Natta. So I initially am like, ah, crap, this is a lot of work. But then you dig into it and you're like, wow, there's a lot of insight here too.
I'm immediately looking at that when I see that, you know, because I'm sick and disgusting. And the first thing I do when I wake up is open Twitter and it's at the very top of the timeline. And I'm like, yes! Christmas morning. I don't.
More conflicted.
Fine. I know. Because like Arkin and I were messaging this morning okay, thank you. This is a gift. And we don't hear from Jones for an hour because he has to read it twice before he can even give one opinion on it in private.
Oh, that's not true. I need to organize all the thoughts for reading purposes here. Arkan, did you enjoy it or no?
I sure did. I enjoyed it because I think it's finally an opportunity, maybe not a direct one, but an opportunity for Bill Belichick to fight back a little bit, which I've been waiting for now since the press conference, since he got fired. I mean, ever since then, I always thought, you know, we're going to hear his side of this at some point. Then the dynasty comes out, 10 parts, just bam, really going after him and saying some rough things about him. And now it seems like, at the very least, he's starting to fight back. He's starting to put his side out there. And I think what came out today made Robert Kraft look terrible. Really, really terrible.
Okay, let's get right into it. And I don't dismiss that Bill could be punching back. And this is the beginning of it. I don't think he's done. He just wrapped up an interview on McAfee where he said nothing, by the way. Wasn't asked about this story at ESPN. He'll be part of McAfee's draft coverage. Which,
what story?
After hearing the draft coverage, I'd encourage you to tune in to Rich Keefe and Andy Hart live during the draft because Bill didn't say squat. But we can get to that coming up. Meanwhile, if you're unfamiliar with the story, voted off the island inside Bill Belichick's failed job hunt. Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham, Jeremy Fowler, among others, contributing to this story. If you do know what we're talking about, you can jump in right now. 617-779-7937. Here's how it starts. A few hours before the Falcons named Raheem Morris to be their next head coach, Bill Belichick believed the Atlanta job was his. From Belichick's perspective, he'd done everything right. He assured Blank he wasn't seeking total control. He pledged to work with the team's existing group of decision makers, guys we talked about before, Rich McKay, Terry Fontenot. And Belichick also knew that Blank had checked his references with a group that included Patriots owner Robert Kraft and his son, Jonathan, who when Wickersham's around, Jonathan gets an awful lot of name drops, I've started to notice. Even in Atlanta's crowded field of 14 candidates, which included Jim Harbaugh and Mike Vrabel, Belichick was confident he'd be hired. No other candidate owned 8 Super Bowl rings. That's a perfect Bill answer. Guy names his boat. He's like, I got this job. I got 8 rings. Even though most people look at it rationally and say, Bill, it's 6, and you kind of sucked last year. And then, like many fans, Belichick was blindsided by news that Atlanta had hired Raheem Morris. When he was asked about Belichick's failed candidacy, Arthur Blank spoke respectfully, quote, a living legend, Blank called him. What Blank did not say is that he and his top lieutenants had voted on the team's next head coach, ranking each candidate. Belichick didn't even finish in anyone's top 3. The greatest coach of all time hadn't come close, and that was as close as Bill Belichick would come in 2024. So that's the beginning. That's the backdrop. He wasn't close in Atlanta. No one voted for him. We'll get to Kraft stabbing him in the back, which he's already done publicly, but apparently he was doing on the phone to Arthur Blank, which some of us in real time assumed was happening, by the way. I don't think this is all that hard to figure out. But your takeaway from that, left out in Atlanta and that Kraft maybe had a part in it.
So my first takeaway is, where did this story come from? Because as you started, we've heard a lot from the Kraft side, or what seems to be presented from the Kraft side. And the part where you just finished in that beginning of the story, it's not exactly flattering for Bill, right? To say that he didn't finish in the top 3 of anybody's votes. At the end of the day, Arthur Blank held the cards to be able to play. Like, he's the one who was going to make the decision. And I do feel like a big chunk of this story appears to come from Bill's camp. So I do think that some of this is some attempt of Bill or people around Bill trying to take shots back at the Kraft by saying, no. The main reason that he didn't get this job is because Robert Kraft, and maybe even more so Jonathan Kraft, are in the wings making phone calls out to Atlanta, talking poorly about his character. And you got Mike Lombardi all over it. You've got friends of friends and people close to Bill quoted in it.
When you say
that's what jumped out to me.
All over it. Yeah, Lombardi's quoted in the story, as are people close to Kraft as well. But Arkan, what was your big takeaway from that, at least first part, where he's left out in Atlanta and wasn't even in the top 3?
The big takeaway for me, and that's sort of an uncomfortable truth about the rest of this, because I do think the Kraft stuff is very, very juicy, obviously, and I think that there's a lot to it. But the very beginning of it and the first impression that I had from reading it was, even if Kraft didn't make those calls, he might not have gotten this job anyway. It wasn't like he was the guy for Blank. And Blank respected him and liked him. He's an old guy, like all of that, I think is true. But Blank also has a history of really leaning on his lieutenants and leaning on those people, and they were not about bringing Belichick in at all. And it seemed like that was non-negotiable for some of those people, and that was reported on at the time. These people working inside these organizations don't want any part of Bill Belichick because they know he's going to come in and clean house and do everything his way and shut everybody down and then leave in 2 years. And that was one of the big issues here. But I think that as much as I'd like to say that it was Kraft doing all of this, and Kraft's the one who really made it not happen, I think there's a very good chance, probably a very likely chance, that Bill doesn't get this job anyway.
I don't, just really quick, though, to address that, like, I agree with you that I think that for most of these other, for most teams, and we hear about these other teams, like, Philly was never really in it, but they were right. thinking about it, the Panthers thinking about it.
Tennessee, these, I mean, yeah, they listed all the other ones.
Other teams that were thinking about Bill, or at least putting a little bit of a feeler out, like, I buy that, but you read this, and the first meeting that he had with Arthur Blank, Blank walked away being like, this is my guy. Like, of course I'm bringing him in. So I don't.
But then they also interviewed like 20 other people. So
right. And I get that. But I just don't think you can separate the performances and who Bill is over the last several years and then have the pretend like the Krafts saying what they allegedly said doesn't have anything to do with
it. Look, I don't know if Arthur Blank would have ultimately hired Bill Belichick because Robert Kraft talk trash about him. Maybe he would have before Kraft talked down, and we'll give you some specific details in a minute, but I don't really care. I don't care. Robert Kraft was trashing Bill Belichick to Arthur Blank. That's what I care about, and I think this story basically confirms that, but I don't need Stacey James's denial or anyone else's denial. He ripped him publicly on national television or, you know, on Apple TV Plus or whatever. He ripped him publicly there. He basically ripped him. This is my takeaway from that press conference we played for you. After Bill got done with the morning session with Robert, and Robert came on 2 hours later, and we played it for you right at the start of our show, I'm like, Robert just stabbed him in the back there. So of course he's going to do it behind closed doors. But that's the takeaway. And listen to some of the detail in the story that could come from Bill's side, but listen to the sourcing on this. Arthur Blank spoke by phone at least twice to Robert Kraft. And again, I'm reading from ESPN, Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham. If you're unfamiliar with the story, it's a good read. We'll give you all the details here. Among NFL owners, Blank considers Kraft his closest friend. Publicly, Kraft and Blank have said that Kraft expressed only support and offered praise for his former coach. Mm-hmm. But in a conversation with Blank, Kraft delivered a stark assessment of Belichick's character. And according to a source who spoke to two people, a close Kraft friend and a longtime Belichick confidant. So that's their way of saying, look, we heard this story from both sides. The source quoted the Belichick source as saying, Robert called Arthur to warn him not to trust Bill. That account was backed up, the source said, by a close Kraft friend. Multiple sources said Kraft spoke with some candor to Blank about Belichick, though the sources declined to elaborate. One source close to Bill said Kraft was a big part of why the Falcons passed on hiring him. Again, that's from Bill's perspective, right, not the Kraft side. The sources said Kraft made clear to Blank, you'll never have a warm conversation with Belichick, echoing what Bill Parcells told Kraft in 96 when he wanted to bust the budget to hire Bill Belichick. Blank likes coaches who feel a part of the family, a Falcons source said, and it wasn't going to be that way with Bill. So I'll pick up with more of this in a moment, but it's like, oh, Arthur likes family, and oh, Bill's going to blow up our building. I know that's kind of the scapegoating of the story. Rich McKay and Terry Fontenot and all those guys didn't want to lose any power. And I think because Kraft and Blank are so close, Kraft knew how to talk Blank out of hiring Bill. I think his role was massive, if you're asking my opinion. But regardless, I don't know Blank's thoughts. I don't know if he would have hired Bill or not. What I do know is that Kraft was trashing Bill, not just in the dynasty, not just at the podium. He was making sure he was going to do his hardest for Bill not to get a job. No matter what Blank decided, that's what Kraft tried to do.
I agree. And I would just say a big part of this article, I think, as I said before, is Bill's friends wanting that out there, wanting it back out there that, hey, the Krafts are saying all this stuff. They're posting on Instagram and Twitter for Bill Belichick's birthday yesterday. But even after they shoved Bill out the building, they were going and calling the Blanks and saying, he's not a warm guy. You can't treat him like family. He's not trustworthy,
you can't
allegedly.
Trust him. What a thing.
You can't trust him. And by the way, he's also very, 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 very arrogant, as if that's news to anybody. Like, I think that a big part of this is that somebody around Bill wanted that out there, that, hey, it was a shock to a lot of people that the job went to Morris and not Bill Belichick. And so that's kind of weird. And the reason is because the Krafts were on the phone making these calls.
Okay. Why shouldn't it be out there? I mean, Bill has been dragged by the Krafts in the dynasty.
Well, because here's the thing,
Joe.
I'm not saying it shouldn't be out
there.
It
probably did come out from his side, but why not? Why shouldn't it?
But I think it's important. I agree. I think it's like equally important, though, to keep in mind what Arkan said, which is like Bill is at a point now where he is too big to fail. And it's like you can't take that risk if you're a lot of teams in a lot of different positions. If you bring Bill on, yeah, people are going to lose their jobs. And if it doesn't go right, everybody loses their job, basically, except for the owner. Like he comes in and he will take over everything and it'll last for 2 years. I do think that there's some truth to that. And so it's like not to be ignored. But yes, the bigger story is that reportedly the Krafts were kind of blocking him from this job.
Yeah, I also just don't think it's that different. Like, Bill comes in and blows up your building if they suck in 2 or 3 years. How's that different from a lot of coaches and GMs? I mean, coaches and GMs get fired all the time. That's life in the NFL. So I really don't think it's that different. I just think it's different for a guy like Rich McKay, who seems to have a job for life there. I get why he didn't want Bill Belichick. And by the way, I'm with Arkan. I wouldn't hire Bill. I would have fired Bill years ago. I don't want him on my team. But the Falcons showed interest. And Kraft lobbied as hard as he could to make sure Bill didn't get the job, which to me is the story. Real quick, let me keep reading from this, Arkan, and I'll get your thoughts on our big question of the day. Up now at Jones and Mego. A spokesman for Kraft strongly denied that Kraft said anything disparaging about Belichick during the owner's 2 phone conversations in January. Okay. Stacey James said, quote, Robert steadfastly denies saying anything negative to Arthur Blank about Bill Belichick after Robert and Bill mutually agreed to part ways.
As you said, by the way, he said negative things about him in a documentary.
Well, again,
called him a pain in the ass, called him all these things.
Listen to the word gymnastics.
Jesus.
Robert and Bill, he didn't say anything negative after Robert and Bill mutually agreed to part ways.
Mm-hmm. How about before that?
Yeah. In fact, Robert advocated for Bill to get the job. Well, that's a lie. When asked if Kraft had ever criticized Belichick in conversations with Blank, James said Kraft had no recollection of doing that. Okay. I mean, he doesn't have recollection.
Don't recall.
Calvin Ridley's girlfriend or wife. Mm-hmm. You know, he couldn't remember that he had missed the playoffs 3 out of the last 4 years, so that's not exactly novel. James said Kraft had no recollection of doing that, but James did acknowledge Kraft may have done so prior to January. Oh, he might have ripped him. He didn't rip him after they agreed to part ways.
Yeah, who can remember?
He may have done it at, you know, I don't know, one of these private meetings with all the owners in wherever, Florida, California, Vegas, whatever. It would not surprise me to learn that owners sometimes lament to those close to them when their teams are struggling, James said.
And they hate the coach and they want him fired and they don't ever want him to work again. I mean, sometimes people say that. What do you want?
But Robert Kraft never questioned Bill's character or trust when talking to Blank. Trust is important to Robert. He wouldn't have employed Coach Belichick for 24 years if he ever questioned his trust. Asked whether Kraft had any motivation to keep Bill on the sidelines, a source close to the coach said, if Bill goes on to have success, and Tom already had success, then who does Kraft have to blame? Which I think is a good point. Like, Robert's running out of people to blame if Bill goes out and wins 10 games in Atlanta, right?
Absolutely.
So our big question of the day is up now at Jones and Mego. You can weigh in on all of this. But our question is about Bill Belichick. Based on the unsavory recommendation that Kraft gave and some of the details we're giving you, we've given you some, we'll give you more coming up throughout the course of the show here today. Will Bill Belichick ever be a head coach in the NFL again? Arkan, yes or no?
I say no. I think that it's not because Kraft's going to keep making phone calls. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But I think that when you have this many openings in an offseason and a evolving NFL that I think is sort of, not that Bill doesn't understand football anymore, but in terms of the way the league works and the way these owners want their teams to run business-wise, I think you're talking about a business model that doesn't really work anymore and certainly doesn't work in the short term. You're right, Jones. I mean, like, there's a lot of coaches who only last a year or two and then they fire them. But you don't bring them in thinking that and assuming that and knowing that no matter what happens, this is only like you hit 15 wins and it's over. And that's it. And this guy's moving on. And even if things go well or you're starting to get better or whatever, you're going to have to start all over again. I mean, that's a problem. And I think that's what teams are worried about. I think that's going to be his big issue. And I don't think he coaches again.
So Arkan's a no. I'm a no. I initially thought he would get a job this past cycle. And I initially thought in the immediate aftermath, he'd get a job. I'm like, of course he'll get a job. Some dumb owner is going to bring him in when he's almost 73 years old. And, you know, 72, 73 years old. And they're going to make that mistake. I thought for sure someone would do it. But the further away we've gotten from it, the more I've read up, the more he's going to be detached from the NFL on like a day-to-day basis, the less I think he's going to get a job. Now, Mego, I know you disagree. I want to read one more passage here from Wickersham because I think it ties in with your belief Wickersham and Van Natta at ESPN write, next season, the list of potential suitors for Bill Belichick will be limited. In the coming weeks, Belichick is expected to sign a deal to do analysis for Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions, which produces ESPN's Manning Cast during Monday Night Football. He was just on with the McAfee show, as we said earlier. Coincidence? Probably not. He's believed to be biding his time until next January for openings with teams he has told confidence he'd be interested in coaching. The Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles, two of whom had potential vacancies this past year, and the New York Giants. A source who spoke with a longtime friend of Belichick said the friend wonders if the coach will have another opportunity. He said, quote, I don't think Bill will ever be a head coach again in the National Football League unless it's for Jerry Jones. So, Mego, you think he'll coach again?
I do. I do. And this is a very specific prediction, I guess. But based off of that, I think that he will be the coach for the Cowboys after next season. I think the Cowboys are not going to have success with Mike McCarthy this year. Anyone could have told you that days after their season ended this past season. And I think that what happens is Jerry Jones is a desperate old guy who seeks out the desperate old guy in Bill Belichick, and these two desperate old guys ride off into the sunset together with the Cowboys. I legitimately think that's what's going to happen with Bill Belichick.
Hey, I... Hey, I don't, but I hope so. Like, that's what I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for Bill to come back. Dallas would be awesome. But if you're asking me what I think, I don't believe he'll ever coach again. Again, it's our big question of the day. Up now at Jones and Mego, you can vote there. You can weigh in, 617-779-7937. Right now, 51% agree with Mego, 49% agree with Arcan and myself. No, he'll never coach again. Again, you continue to vote there, or you can weigh in on the phones. It's our second straight day. We've had a very tightly contested poll. Mm. And so I do think that there's a lot of signs you can point to and say, well, Bill thought he had this job. Maybe he didn't go full court press. He has a whole year now to line up the job. Who's more connected than him? The Eagles were clearly interested from reading the story. Dallas flirted with the idea. You know, Washington and some other teams, maybe less so. Even Carolina seems somewhat interested. And again, we'll give you those specific details coming up. But he had interest. He just couldn't finalize a deal. And he thought he had the Falcons in his back pocket. I understand that. I just think, again, if the Patriots look any better this year with a young quarterback, Bill's going to look even worse. There's the potential for Bill to come out of last year looking even worse. And I wouldn't hire him, so I wouldn't blame any of these owners for not hiring him.
I hear you, but I also think, like, okay, I don't know if whatever he does with Omaha Productions is going to be enough to really rehabilitate his image. If his image is, he's never going to have a warm conversation with you, and he's so arrogant and stubborn and terrible to work with. If the Krafts continue putting that out there, you know, I don't know, if Kraft gets on the phone with Jerry Jones, maybe it just eggs Jerry Jones on to be like, yeah, and I'm going to hire him. Who knows? All that to say, like, first of all, I just don't think the Patriots are going to be good this year. So I think it's going to actually look more like, oh, it's such a bigger problem than even just firing Bill. Well, firing Bill wasn't the answer. So I think that it actually will put Bill in a little bit of a better position being away from it for a year, even if he's going to be a year more into his 70s.
I mean, listen, if they're much worse, then maybe. But if it's the same record, then you say, well, Gerard Mayo is just the same as Bill Belichick was, and you don't have to pay him $25 million and give him all this control of everything. You can do that this way, too. And I think that when it comes to what this Patriots team is going to be and how they're going to look, there's still a lot of Bill Belichick fingerprints all over it. I think if they're bad again, that's going to look bad for him. It's really not a lot of ways it's going to look good for him this year. I think he really left the Patriots in a state where it's hard to think of a really positive outcome for him right now.
So is Bill punching back? Is this the beginning of it? And does Kraft deserve it? How do you feel about Robert Kraft? Now that you know he was lobbying behind Arthur Blank, or with Arthur Blank behind Bill Belichick's back, how do you feel about Robert? Again, 617-779-7937. You can weigh in there. You can also vote. Will Bill Belichick ever be a head coach again? Mego says yes, specifically with Dallas. Arcan and myself say no, never coaching in the NFL again. Good luck with Omaha Productions and Pat McAfee's draft coverage. I'd encourage you to listen to Keefe and Hart after what I heard earlier today. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on all that. Meanwhile, we'll take you through a team-by-team situation in this ESPN story of why Bill Belichick didn't get a job this past offseason. That's right after Trending with Christian Arkin.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Adam Jones. It's not his fault.
Now, we like him. It's not his fault. He is who he is.
Jones and Mego on WEEI.
I do want to make it 1,000% clear. But I want to go to 2,000% or 100,000, whatever percent you want to use. Bill Belichick never asked for, in our discussions, full control over personnel or the building or anything of that nature. He was very inclusive, very collaborative. He met Terry Fontenot. He checked out our people doing his own references. He sent me a private text, which I eventually shared with Terry, that he was happy working with him. So all these, I don't know whatever you want to call them, want to be kind to the media, but all of these things that were being produced by the media, but totally not true. I don't say it to patronize Bill, but to be fair to him. I mean, he never had that as a requirement. He's got his history, he has a way of doing things, et cetera, which have been very, very successful. Now, you could debate, you know, is that true the last 4 years or so? It might be a little different picture, but, you know, there's a lot of stories behind a lot of things. Our folks are impressed with him. I was impressed with them, as there were a number of the candidates. And we just felt, all things considered, for a variety of reasons, that Raheem Morris was clearly the best choice for us.
Choosing Raheem Morris over Bill Belichick. It's a decision. I'm not really in favor of hiring Bill. I don't know that I feel like Raheem Morris is a great hire. But we'll see. In Atlanta. That was Arthur Blank, owner of the Falcons, who was lobbied by Robert Kraft not to hire Bill Belichick. We're taking your thoughts on it here on Jones and Mego with Arkin, live in the WEEI Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, taking you up to the Red Sox and the Guardians tonight here on WEEI. I will talk to Alex Cora about 45 minutes from now. He normally joins us right about now, 2:30, each and every week. He's a little later today, so we'll talk to him at 3:15. One thought here on Twitter, at JonesWEEI. I believe Kraft, when he says he advocated for Bill to get the Falcons job because he didn't want to have to pay his contract anymore, which he's joking about. That's literally addressed right in the story. I cut out the part about Bill and his $25 million salary, which I don't know I've ever actually seen in print. I know we've talked about that with Curran before. I know Florio's talked about that on podcast. That was right there in print, reportedly making $25 million a year. And the answer, I read the answer. I left out the part about, you know, what they were going to owe him. But the idea that, you know, Robert Kraft is running out of defenses if Brady goes and wins the Super Bowl in Tampa and Bill's also successful. And that's why Brady, or Kraft rather, is okay with paying that salary, this season to keep Bill out of football.
Yeah. How much is your reputation worth? How much is it worth to have somebody to actually just point to as a scapegoat and blame for the entire season?
Yep. Robert Kraft needs a lot of scapegoats these days because the Twitch chat, not a big fan. Harvey, Kraft has become hateable. Marcy, I'm so sick of the Belichick slander. He was the greatest coach ever. I watched the games. I saw him coach circles around everyone, even in the Super Bowl. Yet we lose because we had so much success. White also says, White 1811 says, so Kraft must have called all the owners since no one else even interviewed him, which is, there were other feelers put out, but there was no other official interview. The Boston Massacre in Twitch says, I have been busy AF at work, but you had to jump on and say that Kraft is an absolute snake. So that's where the fan base is at. We can get some phone calls here, too. We'll take you through team by team, some of the situations, because I found that entertaining. Let's start off with Steve in the car on line two. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Steve.
Hello?
Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
Good.
Hi.
Hi.
I agree with Mego 100%. I think that Kraft, that Belichick is going to end up with Jerry Jones, and it's not going to even take the full season, because if the Cowboys start choking halfway through the season, he's going to get rid of the coach and he's going to call up Belichick and say, come help us out. And you know
what?
Wow.
Okay, Steve, I appreciate the phone call. Mego, you're not going that far in saying it's in the middle of the season.
No, why would Bill want to go in there if the team's a mess? Like, just wait till the
season. I don't know. It might be his chance to get a job. I don't know. I mean, maybe he doesn't want to sit around and be too picky and choosy.
I don't know. That's not like a very winning situation usually to walk into. So, yeah, I think that he would wait until the end of the season.
And that's rare in the NFL to come in midway through the year. It's not unheard of, but it's rare. 51% of you agree with Mego that Bill will coach again. Mego says specifically Dallas. 49% agree with Arcand and myself. Let's go to Bill in Rhode Island, line three. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Bill.
Can you hear me? Longtime listener.
Yep.
Thank you, Bill.
First time caller. Wanted to say, I think I agree with the point you guys had earlier that he's just going to change too many jobs and people don't want to lose their employment. I think that the Kraft phone call didn't have as much leverage as people are thinking. And I think, you know, it is what it is. But the, as far as you guys saying Bill is kind of boring, I agree. Usually I'm a Giants fan.
Well, and Bill, and I appreciate the phone call, specifically in that McAfee interview. He said nothing. I mean, he talked about the draft, but he talked out both ends of his mouth. I mean, look, if he's going to be there with McAfee on the night of the draft, and I don't have my timer in front of me, but Ryan was telling me it's 8 days and some odd amount of hours
away. 8 days,
away.
5 hours, 24 minutes, 38, 37,
Thank you.
36, 35 seconds.
I'm going to be a little interested to see if he rips the pick, if he defends the pick, if he's on board with the pick. That's interesting, just because it's a Patriots tie and he's going to be forced to talk about it. They didn't ask him one question about this giant story that's out there. And Arcan, you think there's a reason for that?
I think there could be. I think it could be a quid pro quo. It could be the fact that this is an ESPN story and he's on an ESPN show. And he's basically like, hey, I'll come do the show. I like the way this article went out, but I don't want to talk about it. And he's happy with the article. I feel like if he wasn't, he wouldn't have done ESPN today, even with this thing coming up. And, you know, this is a thing that he's glad is out there now. So that's what it was about. But in terms of going on and starting his TV career this offseason, he doesn't want to bring this up and have this something that he has to address.
And if you're even halfway media savvy, SportsCenter can talk about this story all day long. Bill doesn't have to answer to it. And they go, oh, and by the way, on our other platform with Pat McAfee, look who just so happened to be here and watch him during the draft. Like, it's good marketing from that standpoint. So, yeah, I think there's definitely a connection, and I would agree. It tells you Bill is not does not have a big problem with this story, which probably tells you some of it came from Bill's end. But I'm okay with Bill punching back. He's been dragged now for a few months. We've been waiting for it. Let's go through team by team with some of these situations. You guys stop me if there's anything you want to jump in on. The Eagles basically stuck with Nick Sirianni, but Jeffrey Lurie, the owner, thought it was worth asking a confidant about Belichick. A source close to Bill said the coach would have been interested. Howie Roseman, their GM, told ESPN he had a conversation with Belichick, a check-in to see how the coach was doing after he was out in New England. A source close to Belichick confirmed there was no talk during the call about working for the Eagles. So some cursory conversations, maybe some, you know, back-channeling, a conversation certainly between Bill and Howie Roseman, but nothing doing there.
We like Sirianni.
Dallas was another potential suitor. This is where Mego thinks he's going to wind up. On paper, ESPN writes, the Cowboys seem to make sense. Belichick and Jerry Jones are decades-long friends, and both are in win-now mode. Nobody is better than Belichick at converting a talented roster into a championship team, and Belichick told a friend he liked the idea of sticking it to the Crafts by working for Jerry Jones. So, Mego, is that part of the reason you think he's going to Dallas, to stick it to Jonathan and Robert?
I don't think it's the main reason. I think that it's a defensively very talented team, and it's an owner that would probably be willing to pay him a ton of money. And I know everybody thinks it's a giant roadblock that Jerry Jones plays GM and Bill Belichick would never go there and coach under those circumstances. Both guys are desperate. I think both guys would bend in the direction of the other.
Okay, Washington Washington seemed to be another good fit, and multiple sources said Bill was very interested. They then go on to like detail where he grew up, which, my God, bore me to tears. I know he grew up in Maryland. Commander's minority.
I like that part.
Yeah, I know you did. Commander's minority owner Magic Johnson lobbied hard for Belichick to be the team's new head coach, sources said. So Magic was in his corner. However, principal owner Josh Harris, who had spoken privately with Kraft about Bill, told confidants in early December he respected Belichick, but he wasn't going to hire him. He wanted the same leadership structure he had with the Sixers and the Devils, a strong GM over a head coach. A source close to Bill said the coach had questions about working for a strong GM. So I thought he was going to do that with the Falcons, but now he's not going to do that in Washington. So that's BS. And I agree. I'm sure he told the Falcons he was going to do whatever they wanted, but he's just going to walk all over Terry Fontenot, and he was going to, you know, jam Rich McKay downstairs with his swing line stapler, and he wasn't going to have any power. Like, that's what he was going to do. The Carolina Panthers briefly discussed Belichick before he signed a 2-year extension with New England a year ago. So this didn't Curran tell us this a while ago?
He kept saying keep an eye on them.
Two years ago, they were discussing this. Or I'm sorry, a year ago, before he signed his 2-year extension, he was discussing Carolina. Interesting. Curran has mentioned that. But this offseason, Carolina decided to pass. A source said Panthers owner Dave Tepper often sifts through data to critique his head coach's play calling.
And when that he's not chucking drinks at opposing fans.
Oh, my God. And that, according to a source, that would be tough to do with Bill as a figurehead. So he was going to want to second-guess Bill?
Look, maybe that's a better situation for Bill not to be there.
Oh, man.
Given all that.
I enjoy it. Like, trust me, I love second-guessing Bill, but that's on Sports Talk Radio. I have to, like, meet with him and do it face-to-face with him the next day. Bill wasn't interested in L.A., and Dean Spanos was aiming for Jim Harbaugh from the start. The Raiders thought about it. Owner Mark Davis was going to reach out to Bill Belichick, but he instead decided to elevate Antonio Pierce. The Titans didn't want to run it back with, you know, another Bill guy, Mike Vrabel, who was just ousted there. And
same
again,
with Vegas. They just fired two Bill guys.
Correct. Good point with McDaniels and Ziegler.
Really quick, with that Tennessee comment, does that officially put Vrabel in the Belichick coaching tree?
Arkan, you think he's not?
He's not.
Okay.
I think that officially does.
Well, Don Van Natta and Seth Wickersham, they know a lot. They know lots around
Don't know about coaching trees.
Well, Arkan
thinks
tree.
He knows more.
So anyway,
definitely do know more.
They also referenced the GM situation there, too, where Bill didn't want to work for a GM. So that's team by team, why Bill didn't get a job. And above all of it, wherever Bill interviewed, Robert was going to slander him and stab him in the back. How big of a factor was that? And do you agree with Mego? Bill Belichick will coach again in the NFL. Are you closer to Arkan than I? He'll never coach again. You can jump in 617-779-7937. You can vote at Jones and Mego. And we'll talk some quarterbacks here too, along with our Belichick conversation. What's the latest on what the Pats could do at number 3? We'll get to it next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Megan Ottolini, don't yuck her yum.
What? I just read these back-to-back texts. Mego has a very unique chicken kink, followed by a different number that just says, Mego is disgusting.
You have a chicken kink?
Don't yuck my yum.
Jones and Mego on WEEI.
To my slant, ladies and gentlemen. And the Patriots will be taking the third overall quarterback. Watch out! And the argument for J.J. McCarthy is this. He won a national championship. Played at a big program. He's got a high floor. He's smart, accurate, and a terrific leader. And you say, I just watched the accurate quarterback with big program pedigree and a high floor movie for the past 3 years. It's got a worse ending than Old Yeller. No flipping thank you. You, my friend, you have trauma. And Elliot Wolf better understand that if McCarthy is the choice, the region will recoil.
Oh, I'll recoil, all right. I'll do worse than recoil if McCarthy is the pick. Curran likes that Old Yeller line. He had it in print. the other day. He used it again there on Quick Slants last night.
You,
on NBC
friend,
Sports Boston.
You have trauma.
I do. I mean, there's lots of it going on when it comes to being scarred by Mac Jones and having to watch him for three straight years. You can jump in here on Jones and Mego with Arkin on WEEI. We're live in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, taking you up to the Red Sox and the Guardians tonight here on WEEI. Third game of a four-game set. We have Alex Cora, manager of the Boston Red Sox, joining us about a half an hour from now, a little less than that. He's going to join us at 3:15, normally at 2:30 on a Wednesday. Had to back up a little bit, which means we can stretch out our legs and talk a bit more about this Bill Belichick story at ESPN. Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham, Jeremy Fowler, with excellent reporting. Robert Kraft stabbing Bill Belichick in the back on the phone to Arthur Blank. Is that part of the reason why Bill doesn't have a job? And do you believe Bill will ever coach again? You can vote at Jones and Mego. It's our big question of the day. 51% say yes, 49% say no. It's our second consecutive very tightly contested poll, which is not happening very often. Normally we're like 80-20, 70-30. 2 days in a row, we're right there, right around 50-50. You hear that? Listen to that. That's those are
our young fans.
Those are future in-demo Jones and Mego fans out there running around outside Fenway Park. Give them 10 years. On the quarterbacks, and I do find this interesting. They've been linked to a variety of different quarterbacks over the last few weeks. Jaden Daniels, Drake May, on top of that, also J.J. McCarthy, who you just heard Curran talking about. There was an exercise done today by Matt Miller at ESPN where he talked to 10 anonymous scouts, and he assigned each one a team, and they did a mock draft. And he cites that, you know, within the league, teams do mock drafts. They do exercises to play out different scenarios and react to them in real time so that they can kind of game things out. All right, if this guy goes there, we'll take this. If that guy goes over here, we're going to take that. And they'll game out an actual mock draft as well. And so he goes on to detail that these scouts aren't in the same conference in a lot of cases or the same division as the team picking. So it goes, Caleb Williams 1 to Chicago, Drake May 2 to Washington. Uh-oh. That means the Patriots are now choosing between Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy.
And what happens?
Oh, well, I was going to say, the choice is Jaden Daniels out of LSU, an NFC South area scout, makes the pick. With two quarterbacks off the board, the decision was easy for our stand-in Pats GM. Quote, the other guys really left me without a choice, but this is who we wanted outside of Caleb anyway. We're sprinting to the podium with this pick. Sprinting. He's a true playmaker and can beat you with his arm and his legs. So after that, Harrison goes to Arizona. There were no trades allowed in this mock, by the way. So it's, you know, boilerplate. Joe Alt to the Chargers. Malik Nabers to the Giants. Roma Dunze to Tennessee. Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo, to Atlanta. Byron Murphy, tackle out of Texas to Chicago. And the offensive tackle out of Oregon State, not even going to bother pronouncing that, going to the Jets at pick 10. Here's the takeaway. J.J. McCarthy outside of the top 10, according to scouts within the league. So what do we make of that?
This is where it's really important to note that this mock draft doesn't have any trades in it, because I think that's where J.J. McCarthy comes into play, because you have somebody, one of these teams, whether it's Atlanta or the Vikings or somebody who wants to move up, go and get a quarterback there. Like, you could name any number of teams who will be moving up and trying to make a trade happen, and that J.J. McCarthy would really, after the 1-2-3, be the only quarterback who's sitting there.
Okay, fair. The Giants don't need a quarterback. They wouldn't take one at 6.
Yeah, Giants, Roman. I'm saying like any of these possible.
No, but I get it. You're saying Minnesota and Vegas and Denver, teams like that, who are boxed out of the top 10 in this scenario.
Right. But I'm saying I think that there may be a team that would jump ahead of New York and get ahead of them because they are so desperate for a quarterback and are talking themselves into J.J. McCarthy being worthy of one of those picks.
Here's the my takeaway. And you're right, Mego. If you were allowed at trades, maybe he would go in the top 10. Scouts don't feel like he's in the same class as those other three. And these are actual scouts within the NFL. These are not mock drafts. These are not media members. This isn't Mel Kiper, Daniel Jeremiah, who is a former scout. These are actual people in the league. And so that tells you there's a gap there. I don't buy and have not bought the idea the Patriots would trade back or that they're in on J.J. McCarthy. This makes me feel better.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good way to feel about it. I'd be the happiest if they got Jaden Daniels too, by the way. I think if he fell to them at 3, I wouldn't be thrilled, but I'd be happier than I would be with Drake May, definitely. But I think that in terms of those picks you just mentioned, Denver, Minnesota, and Vegas, I think go 11, 12, 13 or in some order like that. So if you get to Chicago at 9, no way they wouldn't trade that pick away if they had one of those teams. And it would probably have to be 12 or 13, whoever's at 11. If it gets all the way to 9, they probably figure, all right, we can get him now. We can get McCarthy if he falls to us. But the team's picking at 12 and 13, 100% would want to trade with Chicago if they like McCarthy.
Okay, so I found that interesting. You can jump in on what the Patriots are doing at pick number 3. Meanwhile, you can also weigh in on this story out today from ESPN, Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham, also Jeremy Fowler. I like the headline on this. Voted off the island. Inside Bill Belichick's failed job hunt. This is always risky. Let's go to David in the car. Go ahead, David.
David, this is going to be really tough for us. This is a...
David?
Yes, I'm here.
David! Okay, good. I didn't want to tell you.
We were about to swing the axe. Yeah.
I don't even want to tell you the off-air conversation we had about this phone call, but go ahead, David.
I'm here. You guys there?
Yeah, no, we're here.
We're here, David.
Yeah, sorry. All right. So here's my thing, guys. So without getting too much detail, because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, the Krafts is, you know, especially Mr. Kraft, okay? And I always refer to him as Mr. Kraft with a very valid reason, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
You know, he was very concerned. I worked for the Krafts, not the NFL end of it. I know somebody who works for them, still works for them. So they're not exactly what the picture paint to be. Okay, and the last thing that Mr. Kraft wanted was Belichick to leave and go win somewhere else. So the stories of him probably calling other owners very much possible and probably very true, because that was the last thing.
David, let me
wanted.
Just cut you off. It's true. They said it's true. Stacey James did not deny that he called Arthur Blank.
Right.
He didn't even deny he said anything mean about him. He just said on that specific phone call, after they mutually parted ways, he didn't rip him. That's all he said.
Right. And also, he didn't recall, perhaps, if maybe he did.
Yeah, he might have.
He might have.
They even deny it.
He doesn't remember.
Did anyone else feel like David was talking to us in between him eating a sandwich?
Yeah, so I'll tell you our off-air conversation. If David has been not ready,
a sandwich, look, and David, then another thought.
David, you're an excellent phone caller. You consume this station. You consume this show. We appreciate
and
you know your
sandwiches
business.
Apparently.
Okay, but I got to tell you, if you're not ready to go on the phones, you're on the border, and this was Ryan's idea, and I think there's something to be said for it. Yeah, you're on the border of a brief call-in suspension. That's all. So be ready to go. He was ready to go today. Even if he was housing his sandwich or whatever he was doing, he was ready to go. So we'll take that. But you're close. You're on Ryan's last nerve.
Here's the thing.
To throw Ryan under the bus, you're on Ryan's last nerve.
That's fine. In defense of him, though, when he asks how everyone's doing, he doesn't wait for an answer.
No, that's true.
Which is a plus, I think.
No,
I don't even care how Jones is doing most days. So you don't got to ask him if you call in.
That's true. No one does. You can vote at Jones and Mego. Will Bill Belichick ever be a head coach in the NFL again? It's still 51-49, holding strong. You can also weigh in 617-779-7937. We'll have more details on this. Bill Belichick, his future in the league. What's he going to be up to next? There were some details on that, along with why all the teams shut him down and decided not to bring him in this past offseason. Plus, got to get to the Red Sox. Another ugly one last night. Alex Cora, manager of the Red Sox, standing by at 3:15. We'll get to what's wrong with his team and some updates on Rafael Devers and Garrett Whitlock, who left the game early. That's next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.